Be Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time only. Select a request 2 for $7 deal to redeem. Not valid in a combo or with saucy nugs. Single item at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Tina Turner has been gone for a few years now, but there's a song of hers you can now hear for the first time.
The song is called Hot For You, Baby. It's the first previously unreleased song featured on the forthcoming 40th anniversary edition of Turner's 1984 album Private Dancer. That collection is out March 21st. The song was originally meant to be included on Private Dancer, which peaked at number 3 and produced Turner's only number 1 hit on the Billboard 100. Queen of rock and roll died after a long illness in May of 2023. She was 83. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
A jury of 5 men and 7 women has been seated for the trial of rapper ASAP Rocky, charged with firing a gun at a former friend. Opening statements at the trial will begin on Friday. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly clear sky for the overnight as temperatures tumble to the lower single digits. Wind chills between 5 and 10 below thanks to a light northwest wind. Increasing clouds Friday, a south breeze, highs near 20. A snow chance Friday night. It's 6 at our studios.
For the nighttime, and thank goodness it's Friday. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, Rich LoCascio with you, and we got some great tunes coming up here for you. CCR, Sam and Dave, and Marvin Gaye on WRJN.
I see the bad moon rising. I see trouble on the way. I see very
Radio Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Outside, but we got the tunes to make you feel all good inside. Sam and Dave on WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and now what's going on from Marvin Gaye?
Hey, what's happening,
brother? What's up? This is a
big party, man.
Yeah, brother, dig it.
Stop.
Right on. What's up?
Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. Don't punish me with brutality.
tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint a rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloudy sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I'd been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care of my just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me.
Racine's Home for Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, Bobby V. Take good care of my baby. Well, for your sake, I hope that she's not singing this next song as you walk away. This is Steam on WRJN.
Mine up.
on. You can figure it out. No breakups, no amicable separations, especially right before Valentine's Day. WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits. And speaking of Valentine's Day, WRJN is putting together a prize package of timeless gifts to go along with our Timeless Hits. Details on the romantic prizes and how to win next week right here on WRJN. Also, those details can be found on our website, WRJN.com. I got Johnny Rivers, Wilson Pickett, and the Association, which is timely because we're giving away some tickets next week here on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball. Stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours, and then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
on. Don't disappoint the man. He's begging. He's pleading. It's Johnny Rivers on WRJN, local news, timeless hits. Now, if you do subscribe to our WRJN newsletter, you'll know about the brand new partnership we just announced yesterday with the Racine County Eye. As a matter of fact, our first partnered event is coming up first weekend in March. More details about that in just a moment. But first, we got to do some partying with the Grand Funk Railroad.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Come on, baby, feel the locomotion.
I know you'll get to like it if you give it a chance now.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, welcoming Herman's Hermits and the Association.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat?
The Genesee Theater in Waukegan, February 28th, has a great show planned. Herman's Hermits and the Association, and we'd love you to be there.
Cherish is the word I used to describe.
Dan Marcus has interviews with Peter Noon all next week. When you hear the interview, remember what they talk about. Later in the afternoon, Kurt Volman will want to know. If you can tell him, you could win a pair of tickets. The Association with Herman's Hermits.
WRJN.
One, two, three. One, two, three.
Watch!
I don't know how to do any of those dances, but there's probably YouTube videos on each one. I can learn pretty quickly, right? That's Wilson Pickett on WRJN, local news and timeless hits. We got the association coming up next, but I know some of you want to know how to win tickets to see the association and Herman's Hermits next month, February 28th at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan. Here's the deal. Dan Marcus recently had an interview with Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits. Next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, he's going to play back a segment of that interview at 10:45. You remember what you heard? Because later in the day at about 3:45, Kurt Bowman's going to ask you what you heard. If you're the first caller and you recall what you heard, you'll win the tickets. How does that sound?
Everyone.
scenes home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Brand new partnerships as well with the Racine County Eye. The Thrive Home and Wellness Expo is coming up Saturday, March 1st and Sunday, March 2nd. Mark it on your calendars. You can see trends in in-home remodeling, energy efficiency, wellness practitioners, sustainable living experts, live demonstrations. Again, Saturday, March 1st, Sunday, March 2nd from 10 to 4 at Festival Hall. Tickets at the door are just $10, and WRJN is going to be there, so stop by and say hi.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
I started a joke, which started the whole world crying, but I didn't see that the joke was on me. Oh no, I started to cry, which started the whole world laughing. Oh, if I'd only see the joke was on me. I find
He's Stevie Wonder on WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits, and another cool guy in his own right. That's Don Rosen. He's going to be on the air from 6 to 9 this morning, and it's a Friday tradition here. Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters is going to be here talking about the weekend's new movie releases and the release of an old favorite. Major League is going to be back in theaters for the next week because of the honoring of Bob Uecker's passing. Also, speaking of sports, Mike Clemens will be here discussing the weekend sports and that Wednesday night Bucks game that got snowed out in New Orleans. Yes, they got 10 inches of snow in Louisiana, whereas here in Wisconsin, we've had 10 inches of snow total so far this winter. I know it's been cold, but we've been okay, and hopefully that trend continues into Groundhog Day, right? I got some more great timeless hits coming up, so keep it right here on WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's the Stone Ponies on WRJN, local news, timeless hits. And it is Friday, so you know what that means. Our WRJN big deal of the day. Today, it's Happy Eight Collectibles at Southridge Mall and Gurney Mills Mall. What do they got? They got collectibles, action figures, comic books, wrestling merchandise, sports merchandise. You can get $40 worth of gift certificates for just $20 today only at WRJN Big Deals. Now, how do you access it? Go to WRJN.com, click on that Big Deals tab, and you'll see Happy Eight Collectibles, $40 worth of gift certificates for just $20 today only. That makes me want to get up and dance. We'll be right back.
whatever you want to do is all right with me. 'Cause you make me feel so brand new. I want to spend my life.
I have to follow you and beg you. Midwest News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Agents from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, raided a local business in Newark, New Jersey without a warrant, says Mayor Ross Baraka, who also claims citizens and a military veteran were rounded up along with undocumented workers at Ocean Seafood Depot. CBS News New York's Ali Bauman spoke with the owner.
Do you think that this is going to deter your other employees from showing up to work?
Yes, exactly. That's the question. That's not really helping my business, obviously, or any business.
And Newark's mayor went on to claim that ICE's actions were in violation.